It is so liberating to understand our ADHD brain and then to have support and tools to help us through that. And that is precisely what an ADHD coach does. They are a thought partner who also understands how our biology works. Hi, ADHDer. Did you know that coaching worldwide is a $2.85 billion industry? Maybe you, like me, have also noticed that it's saturated with a lot of neurotypical and traditional ways of motivation and achievement. ADHD coaching is different. It's specialized for the ADHD brain. This means that coaches understand the intricacies of the ADHD brain and the essential tools it needs in order to provide support that can lead us to real and achievable results. I'd love to show you how it works. Welcome to our ADHD podcast. Welcome to Coaching ADHD. Hello, I am so glad that you are here. My name is Camden Hainsworth. I am the founder of the ADHD Directory and Coaching Connection, and you have landed on the very first episode of Coaching ADHD. So, so glad that we are meeting together. Like I said, my name is Camden. I am a mom of four. I am an entrepreneur, an ADHD coach, and a liaison slash matchmaker slash complete advocate for amazing coaches for ADHDers. Did you know that ADHD coaching is not the same as life coaching? Probably based upon the introduction to this podcast, you got a little bit of a sense for that, but maybe you've asked that question before. Why do I need an ADHD coach when I've had a life coach? Or what could an ADHD coach do for me that my therapist can't do for me? Or I've never even heard of an ADHD coach. What do I do now? Do I need one? Where can I find one? Well, those are all fantastic questions. And here on this podcast, Coaching ADHD, we are here to be your support. We are here to help illuminate your mind and let you know what's out there so that you don't ever have to feel like you're in the dark. We are here to shed light on a variety of different ways to approach your ADHD, because guess what? We all come with our own backgrounds and understandings and schemas and cultures and races and sexual orientations. We all come with that. And so having a coach who understands us in as many ways as possible is ideal. I am so excited to be able to introduce you to a lot, over 25 different ADHD coaches on this podcast. And in so doing, you're going to get to know yourself better. You're going to see from their perspective, their training, their expertise, how applying principles of ADHD coaching in your life really can shift you into a much more confident, a better organized in your brain and externally outside of your brain human, someone who knows how to regulate their emotions on their own, someone who can differentiate between an ADHD moment and a personality flaw, someone who can start to see and advocate for themselves when they notice that they're reaching overwhelm or they're asked to do too many tasks that their brain doesn't naturally know how to do. It is so liberating to understand our ADHD brain and then to have support and tools to help us through that. And that is precisely what an ADHD coach does. They are a thought partner who also understands how our biology works, how our brain works, how ADHD impacts not only the mind, but the emotions and the body. They get very, very clear on the ADHD brain when they enter the role as a coach. And this is different from a lot of the mentors, gurus, and coaches in the life coaching world or in the world that you might be in that are working on your personal development. And I want to point out that they're not doing things that are wrong, but they are not tailored to the way that your brain works naturally. And, it's kind of similar to if you had a baker and he was asked to make a cake and he was not given an oven that had the right kind of dials on the oven. And yet he was asked to have the same result as all the rest of the bakers who had an oven where the dials worked. Or maybe a painter, right? A painter that would normally choose to use an instrument like a paintbrush, and they're asked to paint their very best masterpiece, and instead of a paintbrush, they're given a hammer to use. And so they can do incredible work with that hammer, but once they realize, wait a second, a paintbrush would be much more effective and get me to the result that I know I'm capable of. Well, the oven dial being incorrect and trying to use a hammer to paint the masterpiece is oftentimes how I felt and how many people have felt as they've tried to follow neurotypical coaching advice. It just doesn't seem to help them as much as it seems to help all their counterparts and all the other people around them. And that makes sense because we have ADHD brains. We have brains that work differently. And when we try to use, when we try to use the same tools as everyone else, it feels like we're holding a hammer. It feels like our dial is just, 20 or 30 degrees off. And that makes complete sense because our brain works differently. Let's reemphasize the fact that the capacity and our capability of producing, of achievement, of living a beautiful life is 1,000% possible. I hate it when people say that there's only 100%, but it's 100%, it's 100% possible. And half of this battle is understanding how ADHD impacts you personally. ADHD coaching is very, very powerful because as you thought partner with these coaches, they start to ask you questions that allow you to be reflective about your own ADHD scenario. See, I have ADHD. I'm 39 years old. I'm a mom of four. I am an entrepreneur and, volunteer at my kids' school and do a lot of those types of things. Married to my husband for 15 years. My own schema, it looks very different maybe than your schema. And my upbringing and what I was conditioned to learn about is probably very different than what you were conditioned to learn about. And so while we both might have ADHD, there are still stories that we're telling ourselves. There's still different parts of our life that are impacting that ADHD in very real ways, but in ways that are individualized for each of us. And as we learn more about how our ADHD fits in with our full big picture and the narratives that we've adopted in our life, we are able to unlock where our challenges are and also see where all of our strengths and our certainties are. And we learn to embrace the things that help us, that work with our brain, feel smooth like butter. And we're able to advocate for or create structures for or outsource or have systems for the things that don't come very naturally. I've heard it said that each of us comes into this world with an out-of-box programming. And for some reason, this reminds me of Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story. And, he came with his out-of-box programming to think that he was like this space warrior, right? This person that was supposed to fight off all of these Martians and aliens. I don't know if they were Martians. Those would be from Mars, but all these aliens. And little bit by little bit, as he started to learn more about his actual world around him, as he was playing with his toy friends. Hopefully this isn't too elementary of an example. I was an elementary school teacher, but I think that it's a commonality that many of us have at least seen Toy Story, especially if you're around my age. And so as he gets to know his surroundings, as he gets to know his actual person, he starts to recognize, oh, I was conditioned to believe that this is actually what I was, but really my out-of-box programming was this. And he didn't have to stay in his out-of-box programming. The more that he learned about himself, he could shift and evolve, which was pretty impressive for a toy. And we come with our out-of-box programming, and a lot of the time we get away from that, and sometimes we get more clear on that. But I guess what I'm saying is that as humans, we are constantly evolving, and it's possible to teach old dogs new tricks, regardless of what the saying says, that you can't teach old dogs new tricks. You can. I believe that you can. And coaching has proved that. And specifically, ADHD coaching gets down to the details of the ADHD brain. So when we have really struggled with time management our whole life, or we have really struggled with self-confidence our whole life, or health, or relationships, or disorganization, or memory, or any long list of things that are impacted by ADHDers, that through coaching, we can start to look at those as individualized areas in our life. And we can start to see what works for us and what works against us in each one of those areas. And even better is that we're not shamed for it. We're not made fun of for it. Oh my goodness, I can't believe you just can't take your shoes and put them into the right place every day. I can't believe that you still constantly have this desk drawer that is just chaotic and full of disorganization and has very, you know, randomized items in it. I can't believe that. You're an adult. You should be able to do that, right? There's none of that, because it makes sense that you're struggling with these, because your neurodivergent brain doesn't show up for you the same way it shows up for neurotypicals. But we don't have to stay there if we don't like that result anymore. Part of ADHD coaching is also self-acceptance. So if you don't care that you have a junk drawer, a drawer filled with a variety of different items, if you don't care that you have one, then why do you need to change it? And if it's not inconveniencing people around you to a degree where they, you know, can't handle it anymore, then what's the harm in it? Every time you open that drawer, you get to say, all right, look at all these treasures. I'm sure I have a pen in here somewhere. Versus the opposite of, oh, you're such a terrible person. Why can't you learn how to adult? What's wrong with you? Why are you so disorganized? Why you've been messy since the fourth grade and your desk looked the exact same way? We can learn to have self-acceptance and recalibrate what the expectation of ourselves is, not based upon what society thinks that we should show up as, but based upon what we really want and what serves us best. Because I'll tell you right now, while I wouldn't mind a junk drawer being organized every so often, and that's kind of how I do it, what's more important to me is that I have clean dishes so that I can help my kids get ready in the morning for school. And what matters to me more is that I have clean laundry and that it's in my drawer, and it really doesn't matter if it's folded. See? Because the main thing is that when I'm on the go, and my husband's on the go, and my kids are on the go, they need to have clean laundry. The folding at this point in our life, and maybe never, really just doesn't matter. But society would say, how dare you not fold clothes? No. We're setting the expectation based upon the results and based upon the values that we hold. And coaching ADHDers, coaching ADHDers is all about that. It's all about this mentality of shifting from the world's shoulds equals how you are an adult to I claim this life. I own this life because I understand my body. I understand my priorities. I understand my values, and I understand what's most important for me and for those that surround me in my life. And over time, this becomes beautiful. So how is coaching different from therapy? Is a great question, and I'm just going to make this a very nuanced response. I like to think about therapy as working from the present time backwards, is making sense of our world that has happened in the past, healing from traumas, processing traumas, processing the past to help me understand my present. ADHD coaching is helping us understand our present and where we want to go into the future, and building a bridge between where we are now and where we want to go. So you can see how therapy and coaching really can work together beautifully for our good. When we have a great therapist that understands ADHD and is really helpful and kind to us as we are trying to understand our past life through the lens of ADHD, hopefully there's a lot that we can move past and that we can heal from and we can gain self-acceptance for. And oftentimes by doing that, it gets us to a baseline where we can operate and function as a functional human. And then when we're functional, now we can start to look forward. We can start setting goals that move us forward into the life that we ideally would like to have. There are bumps along the road. And when people say you have to do the work, it's not easy. It's not simple. It's not, well, maybe it's simple, but it's not easy. Sometimes it feels a little bit too simplified. And sometimes it possibly couldn't feel that basic to do certain activities over and over again that you feel like are so basic. Like it should be harder, right? But that's what makes it effective, is we are finally breaking down the overwhelming tasks, the overwhelming big picture thinking into smaller tasks that are actually doable. And we make that mean oftentimes that there's no possible way that could have impact. But I would like you to think about a door that swings on a hinge, right? And you've probably heard of this parallel before, but that hinge itself is only moving the smallest fraction of a degree. But the end of the door, from the distance that it was closed, as that little tiny hinge opens up, makes a big change in distance. So while the angle on the hinge is very small when you measure it, you know, in centimeters, the distance with the door swings very, very big and wide open. And that's what happens. I have seen it so many times over and over again, where ADHDers start to really take ownership over their brain. They start to learn about it and they start to actually apply the principles that they're learning through ADHD coaching. And every single one of these little tiny needle movers, these little tiny hinges that they're adjusting and starting to notice and they're approaching a little bit differently, make the hugest, I don't even know if that's the word, make the most incredible impact on their life. And when that happens, we gain confidence. And when we are confident people, we move forward even more toward the dream life that we have, toward our goals. And coaching, helping us through that, is such a beautiful, beautiful way to go about it. I'm excited that you're here. I'm excited to introduce you to a variety of incredible coaches who serve the ADHD audience. I will tell you that based upon who certified where and through which company or which program, there's going to be a variety of different ways and vocabulary and perspective about ADHD coaching. I am not here to place a judgment on who's the best ADHD coach, what's the best training, all of that type of stuff. I trust you all to find that out for yourself. But what I have done is recognize that the more exposure I get to good coaching, to people that are trustworthy, that operate in their coaching business with integrity, who are well-trained, who are well-disciplined in ADHD, who understand the ADHD brain, as I have exposed myself to more of these in all different varieties of certifications, I have become more strong in my own life. And that's the gift I want to give to you through this podcast, Coaching ADHD, is that you will feel stronger, more self-accepting, and you will have a greater variety of options and tools in your life to spring from by getting to know a variety of coaches. It is a beautiful thing to have differences, to have strengths in a variety of areas. And this is my own personal opinion. I think sometimes we limit our capacity to learn and to grow when we think there's only one way. And coaching ADHD is going to expose you to a variety of many ways, a variety of different schools of thought, different approaches, holistic, natural, step-by-step executive functions, causal coaching, mindset, hypnosis, so many different ways to approach what you're going through with this ADHD brain. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited to navigate this with you, and be sure you're subscribing so that you get this notification all the time. So excited for you, always cheering you on. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Coaching ADHD. If you'd like to know more about ADHD coaching, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and join our lifetime membership inside the Coaching Connection. You can find that information here in the show notes or follow us on Instagram at the ADH Directory.